This is RNIB Connect Radio, and it is National Braille Week. With me on the line now to talk about all things Braille in RNIB's shop is Dave Williams from RNIB. Hello, Dave.
Hello there, Stephen.
Let's talk then about the products that are out there available to us as blind people, those of us who use Braille. You're a Braille fan, aren't you?
I am, yes. I am a blind dad, so I read the bedtime story with my son in Braille. I'm also employed, so I make notes in Braille, use Braille for presentations, and also Braille's very important when proofing documents. So it's not just the technical stuff with Braille, spelling, punctuation, grammar, and that sort of stuff, but also just the ability to be able to find your own voice as well. And sometimes it's just nice to turn the audio off. In very quiet environments, audio can feel intrusive, or in very noisy environments, Braille works because you might not be able to hear text-to-speech.
Absolutely. It's one of the main reasons why I wanted to learn Braille, was that peace and quiet when it comes to reading that you don't get when you're blind and you've got audio firing at you from every possible direction. Okay, so let's talk about the products in the RNIB shop, because there are many that can help you with Braille, can help you read Braille, learn Braille. There's lots of different things in there.
That's right, yeah. So I've picked out three. There are a bunch of different products. You know, we've got Braille paper, we've got devices for labelling, we've got Braille technology. So I've sort of picked out three because there are lots to choose from. We have our Orbit Reader 20 Plus Braille display. So people might have heard about the Orbit Reader, which is a lower cost Braille display, 20 cells, so you can show 20 Braille characters at a time. You can use this device for making notes or reading Braille books borrowed from the RNIB library. You can also use it with your smartphone or computer. So the output from your screen reader, VoiceOver, JAWS, NVDA, all the popular screen readers can send Braille out to this device. And the Orbit Reader 20 Plus is the kind of the updated, all new, shiny for 2020 Orbit Reader. And that includes now a built-in Braille translator, which means that you can throw a text file at the Orbit Reader and it'll turn it into your choice of grade 1 or grade 2 Braille. And then you simply hold down the select key and press Braille.1 for grade 1 or .2 for grade 2. So really straightforward, and it means that you don't have to translate your file on your computer before putting it onto your Braille display. There's also a clock being added, a calendar, and a calculator now built in to the Orbit Reader 20 Plus.
So there are good reasons then, if someone has an Orbit 20, to upgrade.
If you've got an Orbit Reader 20 and it's going well and you're happy with it, and you don't need to upgrade, then that's perfectly fine. If you feel like you'd like another device, or maybe you've already got a Braille display, like a really expensive, posh, you know, Braille note taker that maybe costs, you know, thousands and thousands of pounds, perhaps you want something that's a little bit lower cost for when you're out and about or traveling. Maybe you're staying with somebody, or you don't want to take your expensive Braille display with you, then the Orbit Reader can be a great backup display as well.
Okay, all right. Okay, what's second on your list then, Dave?
Okay, so the second thing is our Dymo labeler. So this has been around for a while. It's not a new product, but the Braille labeler, basically what you do is you put a roll of tape inside it, and then you have a dial that has print and Braille numbers on it. So it's a really useful way. It's a mechanical device, no batteries involved, and so it's a really useful way to make small amounts of Braille. So maybe you want to make a Braille label to stick on something in the kitchen, or maybe you want to make some Braille that you're going to stick in a card. It's a great way for sighted people as well to make Braille, because it's got the print letters on there as well. So you just rotate the dial to the character that you want, then you squeeze the trigger, and the Braille letter is embossed onto the tape.
Yeah, it's a really useful thing, because I know when I was learning Braille, people told me that one way to keep Braille front and center of your mind was to create labels. It was a really useful thing to create a label every so often for whatever purpose. You know, I, for example, I'm currently sticking Braille labels everywhere on my plugs because I always forget what they are. And, you know, putting a printed label on there is not going to do me any favours. So having the Braille on there, it's helpful, it's useful, and it just keeps up your Braille usage if you maybe don't use it every single day. So I think that's a really useful tool. Okay, what's third on the list, Dave?
And then the third item is our Braille cube. So this goes on your keyring. So again, for somebody perhaps starting out with Braille, it's something that you can kind of twiddle with, you know, a bit of a sort of an executive toy, very low cost item. And it's a great way if perhaps you've not dabbled with Braille, or you've got somebody who's really enthusiastic about Braille in your life, that it's a, you know, it's a novel thing that you might get as a gift, or just as a little aid memoir, just to remind you of, you know, how Braille works, and to just practice those all important tactile skills like tracking and discriminating and manual dexterity.
Brilliant suggestions. So for pricing and availability, what should people do, Dave?
You can shop online. You can go to rnib.org.uk/shop, and all the products I've mentioned are available on there. You can just search for Braille on the shop and you'll find all sorts of Braille products. Or you can give our helpline a call, open every day from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then also on Saturday mornings. And that number is 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999.
Brilliant, Dave. Thank you so much for coming on and celebrating National Braille Week with us.
Thank you.
This is RNIB Connect Radio.